My next guest is Dave Latelli. And Dave, as we know, is a butterbean, but we know that he's been doing such fantastic work in South Auckland, and particularly in regards to the food banks. And there's been some additional money coming his way, and I just want to talk to him about that this evening. Kia ora, Dave. Nice to talk with you on Radio Wātea.
Kia ora. Thanks for having me.
Well, Dave, you know, there has been some additional money. The government is doing a top-up, I think, of an additional $6 million for food banks. That must be great for you to hear that, Dave.
Yeah, look, it's great news for us and also, you know, every community food bank that's out there. You know, we're lucky. We have a profile, but there's many, many groups doing great work. So it is good news.
Yeah, well, it is good news too, because, Dave, as we know, many people in our communities are doing it really hard. And I understand, and you would certainly know this in your area of work and in your area there, that food banks are really coming under pressure.
Oh, look, we're getting slammed, absolutely slammed. And there's a whole new group of people. You speak to many food banks, this is what we're noticing. Is, you know, it's not just the people who have always needed our service or always needed a food bank. You know, we're having now small business owners messaging me on Instagram or Facebook, just, you know, begging for help. They don't know what to do, they don't know where to go to for a massive debt. And, you know, they're at risk of losing their house. You know, so this is a whole new group, and they've never had to, you know, ask for help, and it's very hard for them. So, you know, we've run out of meat. We actually run out of meat. That's a 20-foot freezer container. That's all our freezers. We've run out. So, you know, we have to put another big order in. We can't keep up.
Yeah, I mean, and of course, we're only really at the start of winter as well. And everything's still yet, because we've got our power bills that are going to go up. Is this the last payment? I think, is this the last power payment that we get, or is that just there was a superannuance power payment, you know, a little additional that you got? I'm not sure if that the last one was last year. I think it might have been last year.
Yeah, I'm not too sure. You know, you've got all of that, and then you've got, you know, the school holidays coming up, which puts some massive pressure on families with the kids being home, you know, having to and eating more. You know, it's just massive, you know. No, talk about inflation, right? We don't look. Inflation's inflation. What we notice is the cost of power, the cost of petrol, the rent, the cost of food. This is what we notice. You know, I don't even know what inflation means, but I know everything is expensive, and it's harder to live.
It is, and because you know that what you're talking about when you're talking about petrol, food, rent, power. I mean, you can't exist without those, and those are the things that are absolutely going up. And so there's only so much trimming the budget at home that you can do, Dave, isn't there?
Yeah, you know, it's hard to budget when you've got no money.
Yeah,
you know,
that's true.
One of it's just, you know, and a family should never have to make a decision, do I pay the power or do I put food on the table? You know, and that's the decision that many families are facing at the moment, especially in our areas that we represent.
So have you been meeting with the government and putting your views to them? I mean, I know you're so busy with everything else, but sometimes the government does want to talk to people who are on the coal, you know, working at the coal face, so that you can tell them, well, look, if you would remove the GST from food, that would help. If you know, power companies would just take a smaller you know, dividend for their shareholder. You know, I mean, there are things that can be done, but there just doesn't seem to be government willingness to actually give some direction to the power companies, to those big food organisations. You know, we've only got a duopoly, haven't we? And the petrol companies as well. So what's wrong? Why isn't the government listening?
I think all of that stuff you talk about requires common sense, and unfortunately common sense at least gets used. You know, I think I do agitate a lot, and I use our profile to agitate. I have, you know, I do communicate with Carmel, obviously Willie Jackson, and you know, and Te Pāti Māori. You know, so I try my best to leverage everyone to get our point across. But you know, we all got to all band together, and we're going to get an opportunity to do that come October.
Well, that's very true. And the one thing that we do know is that in the last 30 years, poverty has become so entrenched in New Zealand. The Aotearoa, the gap between the haves and the have-nots has grown, and it is the tamariki in particular who are suffering. And you know, if we do not change the dial on this one, then we will be consigning another generation to absolutely live on the margins, you know, to be onlookers in our society rather than participating and being fully engaged in society. Yeah. And that is a tragedy. If we don't do something soon, Dave, that I fear for the future.
100%. We have to break the cycle. And to break the cycle, it's community, it's business, and it's all governments working together long term, right? Any social issue, you'll find a community group there doing it with next to no resource. Just help this resource them. Willie Jackson gets it. He's from where we are. You know, Carmel, listen, she gets it. You know, they've just got to, you know, get more people. And we've got to keep what we all of our listeners need to understand is we all have a say and we all have massive power come October. So we have to, you know, motivate ourselves to get up off the couch and vote. We have to. You know, it's no point us complaining if we're not going to get out there and actually vote and vote for what we want to happen.
Yeah. Well, you're right, because if we don't, because, you know, I've had somebody say to me, and this is quite often, and they say to me, oh, you know, I said, well, don't forget, we've got, you know, first of all, I say, are you registered? Some say yes, some say no. And somebody said to me the other day, yeah, I am registered, but I've never voted. And I said, what do you mean you've never voted? And he said, well, you know, why would I? It doesn't interest me. I said, don't you realise that every decision that is made in Wellington actually impacts on you, particularly your back pocket, mate? And I thought, and this was not a young person. And I thought, goodness gracious. I mean, you know, and I mean, that does tell you something. Either they don't know enough, they don't want to know enough. And if they don't want to know enough, well, cut to buy. You can't change them. If you want to remain ignorant, then remain ignorant. But don't damn well come back and complain that, you know, well, you can't get on in hospital because there's this, you know, don't have enough people, waiting lists, etc. Can't get a job, blah, blah, all of this sort of thing. You've got to at least, you know, somebody said, well, they'll do what they want to. So my vote won't count. One vote might not count, but when you add them all together, my God, they'll make a difference.
Oh, yeah. You know, if we think like that, then we just don't count. And that's the problem. We just, you know, we just don't count. You know, so we've got to make sure we stand up. And, you know, geez, you know, we've got to ensure that, you know, that, you know, for me personally, we've got to ensure that it's the Party Māori get in there with Labour. You know, we can't have it any other way, because if we think it's bad now, geez, imagine if the other lot get in.
Yeah. Oh, exactly. And that's a big worry, because they're already telling us what they're going to disestablish the Māori Health Authority. You do that, and that means, look, Dave, if they did that, that means that they're quite content to see Māori men and Pacifica men die on average 7 to 8 years earlier than Pākehā. I mean, so that tells you something, doesn't it? It tells you something.
You know, let us die early, chuck us in prison. They, you know, in Seymour calling us subhuman. You know, they all forget what, you know, they don't have to think too far back to even in the 50s with what they did to Ngāti Whātua with burning down that village there. You know, who's really the subhumans? Who's really the savages? You know, it's not too, you don't have to think that too far back to look at what they've done. And if they want to talk about belonging and being one New Zealand, they can't go around calling people subhuman.
Yeah. No, it is a shame. You know, I know that we've got such a beautiful country, Dave. We really do. And New Zealanders, by and large, are great people. You know, we are, and we get along with each other. But there is this, you know, it's like we demonize the poor. We blame them for their current situation. And you know, they didn't invent the social welfare system. They didn't sell off the state houses, for goodness sake.
Yeah.
You know, they can only afford rent as much as they can pay. And so, you know, and I know that the housing is a significant issue. So, you know, it's always the poor who really have to pay the price of the greed of those people who they want their dividend. They don't care, and they want the maximum dividend, whether it's the power companies, whether it's the the power companies or the petrol companies or the private landlords, or indeed, you know, our big food food companies. It's just such a shame. But I think the poor people will not take it for much longer.
Well, again, you know, there's money in our misery, and there's plenty of people up the top making money off our misery, off our ill health, off being in prison. So again, to all the listeners, stand up and be counted.
Yeah. Kia ora, Dave. Thank you very much. It was great to talk with you, and you're so right. And I'm absolutely delighted that the government has given this additional $6 million. And so, but it is over 2 years, I think. Is that correct, or is it just for straight away, to go out straight away?
I think it comes in the new financial year, so around August is when it will happen.
Oh, look, thank you so much, Dave, because it'll certainly be well received. Nice to talk with you this evening.
You too. Yeah, take care.
You.